Welcome, everybody, to our first ever divisional preview. So make sure that you hit that subscribe button wherever you are watching this at. Make sure that you also like this video down below. Comment your thoughts and opinions as we are going to do a divisional preview for each and every single division. Today, we are doing the AFC North. I am joined by American Football Network Lincoln to my right. Lincoln, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing well. So Lincoln has the football channel American Football Network on YouTube, and he is my partner in College Football Roundup. So make sure that you check out both of those channels, as links will be in the description for all of this stuff that we're going over. And below me is Anthony. He is a co-host of Sorgy Stories. Anthony, how are we doing?
I'm great.
Doing well. And finally, in the bottom right-hand corner, we have Colin. Colin, how are we doing today?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
We're doing well. So we're going to get into today's prediction. So how we're going to do this is starting off with a preview of all of the teams starting in alphabetical order. We are going to start with the Bengals. Lincoln, what are your thoughts with this Bengals team in the upcoming season?
I think the Bengals are going to be the best team in this division with the upcoming season. I think they have the best offense, probably the best defense. That could be argued there. I think the biggest thing with them still is just that offensive line and how it develops. So we'll see with that. But the offensive side of the ball, they're by far the best offensive team in this division with playmakers all over the field. And I'm excited to see what they do and see what Joe Burrow can do in year four now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, year four.
Yeah. So, Colin, what are your thoughts with this team almost making it to the Super Bowl last year, making it to the Super Bowl the year prior? This is a team with a lot of expectations. Do you think that these expectations are going to be met?
The expectations definitely could be met with this team. Joe Burrow is a great leader, and I think he has a run for even being second in MVP ranking next year. It's just the problem is that offensive line, it didn't help them at the beginning of the season last season, and I don't know if it's going to be any improved this season. If they improve that, I think it could go pretty far.
Yeah, and Colin, you just talked about the point that I was going to bring up. Anthony, the offensive line situation in Cincinnati has, I think, gotten a little bit better, in my opinion. You have Orlando Brown added, and you added a little bit in the draft. Plus, you did add in the trenches on the other side with your first-round pick. Lincoln, you will know this man very well. So what are your thoughts as the interior of this team really did seem to improve? And do you think that will actually play out as a team? This team seems to be very injury prone in both of those lines.
Yeah. Orlando Brown is a huge acquisition for the team. Defensively, I like Trey Hendrickson on that line at right defensive end. I think that he's going to have a good year, but overall just that offense with Burrow, Mixon, Chase, T. Higgins, and also the new tight end, Irv Smith, who was on the Vikings last year. I think that they're going to be a really good team. I feel pretty confident in that team overall, especially the offense, though.
Yeah, definitely. So as we're introducing the Bengals, is there any hot takes that we need to get off our chest right now? Are there any hot takes on this Bengals upcoming season? Any Super Bowl predictions or any finishing last in the division? With this division, it's very possible to be first and be last at the very same time, because I think with this division, you're looking at a 3-4 game gap between the winner and the last place finisher, possibly.
Yeah, with the AFC North.
Go ahead.
Sorry. With the AFC North, it's probably one of the best divisions in the league, and that's probably a big take to have, but if you just look at all the teams, they're either building something great or they have something great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be more than a 4-game difference, but overall I think it will be a pretty close division.
Yeah.
Yeah, these teams could win 10-plus games. Like that's how good all these teams are, and so I think this will be, like Colin said, probably the best division in football this season.
Yeah, I think personally with me, with the Bengals in this upcoming season, I think that you have the best quarterback in the division. I think that you have an improved offensive line. And not only that, but you have the best weapon system in the entire like the wide receivers, I think, with the Bengals are probably the best in the league just because of Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and stuff like that. And even at the tight end position, you have some solid players from time to time, depending on the week. But I think overall with this Bengals team, in my opinion, I think that this is going to be a high caliber team that probably competes for that number one overall seed in the AFC. And in my opinion, I think has a very real shot at winning this. So we're going to move on to the Browns now. We're going to start off with Anthony. Anthony, what are your thoughts on everything but that quarterback position? What do you think of the surrounding cast that Deshaun Watson has around him?
I like Nick Chubb. I like Myles Garrett. I like Denzel Warren. I like Juan Thornhill. But outside of that, I don't have much confidence. Amari Cooper will probably be good, but I don't expect too much out of him. Just overall, I don't see much coming out of the Browns this year.
Yeah, and Colin, your thoughts on the possible chance of a redemption of a team that has really, obviously, as we were joking pre-show about how bad this team is, both environmental-wise and culture-wise and record-wise, it has really been a frowned-upon part of the division for a long time. Do you think that there's any chance that this team can make a comeback in this division, and if so, how?
Unfortunately, it's the Browns, so there's a lot that you have to do. There's a lot to go behind it. They still need more weapons at wide receiver. They need cornerbacks to need cornerbacks that you actually know. And then you just there's a lot of things. It comes down to coaching. They've never had a really good coaching staff, so that's one place that they really need to improve on before they get any players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, I do want to let the resident Clemson fan, what are your thoughts on Deshaun Watson? Are there any more legal charges that you think will come? Or do you think that this man will be free of the legal system and possibly have a chance at returning to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL?
Yeah, see, that's the biggest thing people forget is before all this stuff happened, this dude led the league in passing yards with probably the worst wide receiver core in the NFL over the last like 15 to 20 years. Like his receivers were historically awful and he still led the league in passing yards. So I think he's definitely talented. I think he'll be back in that stride this year, practicing all the way up to the season and playing from week one. And you mentioned Nick Chubb with him, his receivers, you look at those, you got Amari Cooper, you got Elijah Moore, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Cedric Tillman coming in, you got Anthony Schwartz. So I think they have some young, talented receivers in the mix as well with the veteran Amari Cooper, who I think is really good, and David Njoku at tight end. Pretty good tight end there too. Solid offensive line. And defensively, I think is where they've really, stepped it up in the last few years. With Myles Garrett and Za'Darius Smith on the D-line and JOK at linebacker. And then, you look at the corners, Denzel Ward, Martin Emerson, Greg Newsome. They have some good corners there, and Newsome and Emerson are both young corners. So I like where the Browns are headed. Like Colin said, you do got to see what they do with coaching-wise, but I think the Browns are going to have a good season.
Yeah, definitely. And in this previous draft, the Browns did not have a lot of their high picks. So they really did not get that high-end elite talent that you would need, that some people think that they need on this team. Are there any hot takes with this team? I think that there's a very possible chance, a very possible opportunity or realistic chance that this team could possibly finish as one of the worst teams in football if just one or two things go wrong with this team. Are there any possible thoughts? Do you think that this team is a team that can make it a possible wild card spot or stuff like that?
I think this team has potential to make it to the AFC Championship or, like you said, be the worst team in the league. I think that where their season is going to go could be anywhere between that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as we're looking at this team, one final thought before we close is that defensively, this team has a lot of pieces to make it a possibly elite unit, but it really just has not lived up to the hype of being this super great and elite unit, despite it having playmakers that we've talked about previously, led by Myles Garrett. Do you think that there is an opportunity for this defense to become one of the best, if not the best in football, even because it does have those pieces that we talked about with Myles Garrett, JOK, Greg Newsome, Emerson, and all throughout the board? They do have pieces. It's just, do you think that they'll end up making those pieces a reality?
I think they're probably going to sit at a top 10, top 7, maybe top 5 defense. Definitely, if all these guys play to their potential, definitely have potential to be the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, Anthony, Colin?
I don't know if they're going to be able to put the pieces of that defense together to make that puzzle complete. Za'Darius Smith, if they had Packers Za'Darius Smith, I'd say that's going to turn out really well. But he's not as good as he was at one time with the green and gold. So it's just going to be about Jim Schwartz, their defensive coordinator, putting the team together in his first year defensively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now we're going to move on to the Ravens. This is a team that was broiled in controversy all throughout the offseason, but it had nothing to do with a draft pick or a free agent acquisition or anything like that. It was their star quarterback, Lamar Jackson, finally getting his big extension right before the draft. Anthony, as we'll start with you, what are your thoughts on this big extension as we enter into a new era of the Ravens football with a lot of stability at the quarterback position? Even though this team has been built around stability and consistency, they haven't been able to really take that next step with Lamar Jackson. Do you think that this era of 5 years will be able to bring a possible Lombardi to Baltimore once again?
As you mentioned, 5 years, $260 million for Lamar Jackson. I think that with the help of Todd Monken, he'll be a good – like he'll continue to be really good, hopefully better than last year. And, I mean, he has weapons, but just with the amount of money he's getting, I'm honestly just concerned that they're not going to be able to sign the pieces they may need in future years to go and get a Lombardi. To me, they're not a Lombardi team this year. They could be in future years, but there's going to have to be some restructuring of that Jackson contract for them to bring one to Baltimore.
Yeah, so Lincoln, what are your thoughts? They picked up Trenton Simpson in the draft later on in the third round. Some people thought he could go as high as the high second round. What are your thoughts on them picking up Trenton Simpson? And what do you think overall of that defensive unit as they enter into a uncertain phase with not as many as the old faces as they previously had?
Yeah, I like the pickup of Trenton Simpson. I think that he is going to be a very good linebacker in the NFL. I think he's going to be a guy that could even be kind of like a slot corner guy kind of like how the Chiefs will run Kelsey out into the slot. When there's a tight end in the slot, I think that could be Simpson's guy right there to guard. And he's got a lot of speed, very powerful and strong. Also, I could see him doing a lot. I think he's going to do a lot of blitzing in the NFL. I think he's going to be coming just about 95% of the downs he plays. He's going to be coming after the quarterback. And so I like the defensive unit as a whole, too. You have a lot of pieces, especially in that secondary with Rakiasin and Marlon Humphrey at cornerbacks and then Kyle Hamilton and Marcus Williams at safety. I think you have a lot of good pieces there, as well as Ardarius Washington at safety. And then you look, there's just so many unknowns with this Ravens team, both offensively and defensively, with just injuries to guys. You look defensively, David Ajabo. What happens with him? You look on the offense, J.K. Dobbins, what, you know, what does he do? Rashad Bateman. But I think if Bateman can stay healthy, the Ravens may have one of the better receiving cores in the league with Rashad Bateman, OBJ, and Zay Flowers, especially when you consider in Mark Andrews, which, speaking of tight ends, I think they probably have the best tight end group in the NFL with Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, and Charlie Kohler. They have a lot of versatility there at that position.
Oh, yeah. So, Colin, as I talked about earlier, kind of interrupting Lincoln there, this Ravens team has been just injury prone, especially the running back position. Do you think that this team is going to be able to stay healthy in this upcoming season?
The Ravens have definitely struggled with injuries over the years as Lamar Jackson gets injured and missed every season. Well, I wouldn't say injured. He probably just sat out because he wanted to. He wanted that contract. But it's not only Lamar, but it's just the whole team has – it's just very injury prone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with this team, one of the things that I will say, I will add a little bit of a kind of a hot take here. Personally, I think that there is a high possibility that Zay Flowers becomes the best wide receiver out of this class. So what I mean by that is this previous draft class, I think he will be the best wide receiver come the end of the day. And I think that he will be a possible contender for the offensive player of the year. The reason why I say possible contender is because a quarterback will win that award. It's just Bryce Young or CJ Stroud will win it. Zay Flowers is not going to win it as a wide receiver of a quarterback, but I do think he'll be a contender. Do you guys
you say agree? That, but a wide receiver, but wide receivers finished 1 and 2 for the award last year.
That is true, but we also saw a quarterback class that had one taken in the first 2.5 rounds. So, and Kenny Pickett had to overcome the tremendous force that is Mitchell Trubisky at that quarterback position. So I really felt bad for the guy.
He didn't have to overtake Mitchell Trubisky. That was easy.
No, but as Lincoln knows, and maybe Anthony too, everybody jokes that I'm the president of the Mitchell Trubisky fan club. Lincoln even signed my birthday card, president of the Mitchell Trubisky fan club. So, but in all reality, that, like with two top two quarterbacks, I just don't see a wide receiver winning it. If it was last year's class, yeah, I would. But with this year's class, or with this year's class of CJ Stroud and Anthony Richardson and Bryce Young, obviously, and possibly Will Levis, because I think Will Levis is in pretty much a similar position to what Kenny Pickett was in with. You have a guy that's semi-good, kind of not really, and your fans are going to be wanting to see the talented rookie. So that's a possibility. Is there any final thoughts as we close out this Ravens section?
Only other thought I'll give is that I think that you're going to see a good defense this year if they can stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Roquan, Patrick Queen, Marlon Humphrey. Overall, I like that. And I like their offensive line, too, with Ronnie Stanley and Kevin Zeitler.
Yeah, to be honest, I completely forgot that they had Roquan Smith. I think the Bears won that trade, too. Though. Yeah, I think the Bears won that trade. Like, we'll get to that when we get to our NFC North preview next time. But Colin, you are the resident Steelers fan. I will give you the floor. Thoughts on the Steelers?
This is a team that you're going to have to watch out for. I'm telling you right now, if you look on the page, you'll see a bunch of playmakers coming on to the offense, and you have probably the best defense in the AFC North coming back with pieces that were missing are now filled.
So the one question that I will ask you before we move on, how many yards over under 1,100 yards George Pickens?
I think George could do over.
Okay. Okay. I'll pose the same question to Anthony. Anthony, over under 1,100 yards, George Pickens. And then also, what are your thoughts on the quarterback situation in Pittsburgh?
Under for Pickens. And I'm not a big Kenny Pickett fan. I think he'll be okay. So, I mean, it's just I don't see much there. Mitchell Trubisky is not that good. So, that's all I get from that.
I think Colin disagrees a little bit there. Lincoln, over under 1,100 yards for George Pickens. And what are your thoughts on the offensive playmakers outside of the quarterback position?
I'm all way under for Pickens on that. I think he'll be somewhere around 800, but not because I don't like Pickens, but just because there's so many weapons that, like Colin was talking about, for this Steelers offense. You got Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, Allen Robinson, Calvin Austin. Then at tight end, you got Pat Freiermuth, and people forget Darnell Washington. So they, you know, they have a lot of, and not to mention Najee Harris out of the backfield. So they have a lot of weapons. I think the ball will be spread around a lot. And I think Kenny Pickett, if he's going to get the job done, it's going to, you know, this is a prime time to do it. You got some of the best weapons in the league, probably the best offensive line in this division. And you have definitely the best defense in this position. And you add, Colin was talking about, the few holes you had last year, you fill, especially with getting a guy like Joey Porter Jr. in there at corner in the second round. So I think that the Steelers are poised for a big year.
So I just thought about this question, and I'm going to ask each of you. We'll start with Lincoln, then Anthony, and then Colin, because I kind of have an idea of what Colin's answer will be to this. Also, I'm picking over 1,100 yards on George Pickens. I think George Pickens breaks out this season personally. That's why I asked the question. But who has the best running back core? We'll go overall because I know the Browns have Nick Chubb as well as a couple other backs, and same goes for the Ravens and stuff like that. We'll do a running back core. Lincoln, who is the best running back core in the AFC North? Assuming that Joe Mixon is out of jail and healthy, and everybody's healthy.
Yeah. That one's hard. I think I would say the Browns. I think the first team you can eliminate, obviously, is the Ravens. Because all they have is Dobbins. And I mean, I know you said assuming everybody's healthy and stuff, but when is the guy ever healthy? If we're just being honest. So even if he is, they have nobody behind him. So you can eliminate the Ravens. I think the same thing can be said about the Steelers, not the injury part, but just they don't really have anybody behind Najee Harris. They don't have nobody behind him. I think the backup would be like Jaylen Warren. I think I'm right in saying that. You can correct me on that if I'm wrong, Colin. But I think that I would probably have to go with probably the Browns. I mean, I get Piron and Mixon for the Piron's not with the Bengals anymore. He was a free agent. So they drafted Chase Brown, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it'd be Mixon and Brown. I think I like the Browns better because I feel like Nick Chubb is better than Joe Mixon, in my opinion. And so I feel like not really – now that Hunt is gone from the Browns and Piron's gone from the Bengals, none of these teams have anybody at that second back position that's a big name. So I think it's just who has the best running back in this division, and I think Nick Chubb's probably the best.
So, Anthony, assuming all the other clauses healthy and Joe Mixon stays out of jail, even though I do think that that is a real possibility that he's in jail – who do you think has the best running back in this division?
So I agree with Lincoln on the point that you don't really have any great number two backs. And if you've watched any of the streams on Sorgy Stories, you'll know, especially the college football ones, I'm not a fan of fullbacks whatsoever, but Patrick Ricard on the Ravens is a really good fullback there. And gets used as a running back, and he's effective. So I think I got to give it to the Ravens with Dobbins and Ricard there. I think that's a good 1-2 punch.
Colin, thoughts on RBs in this division?
Like everything was said, the Browns don't really have much behind Nick Chubb, and I don't think you can have something great if you don't have somebody to take over for those plays that you need Nick Chubb to sit down and rest. And then the Ravens, I mean, you have JK, and the best running back after that is probably Lamar Jackson, which he's not going to run anymore. The Bengals, you only have Joe Mixon if he doesn't go to jail. So I would have to say the Steelers running back core is very underlooked. Jaylen Warren came in last season with a hurt foot Najee Harris. And absolutely, he didn't get, like, it wasn't any flashy 50-yard touchdowns or anything, but he's explosive. He's very explosive off of the ball. And that's going to come in even more of a factor this season, especially since he bulked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my pick for the winner of this conversation is going to be the Bengals. I think we pretty much picked – did everybody pick a different team?
Took a different team.
part of that was I love Chase Brown. I think that he's just a dynamic player. I think in college he just showed that. And I think, like I said, assuming Joe Mixon is out of jail, I think he's just the most dynamic out of all of these guys. I love Najee Harris. I think J.K. Dobbins is a great running back, but I think, and Nick Chubb, he's a bruiser, but I think dynamic wise, I think it just goes to Joe Mixon. And I think that Chase Brown's the best backup in this league. So now we're going to move on to the rankings part of this show. We're going to start off with number four. Anthony, why don't you start us off with your number four team in the division?
Number four, I have the Cleveland Browns. I think I'll go a ceiling of 8 games, realistically, floor of 4, maybe. I've got them at 5-12. That was just kind of picking games off the cuff pretty much. But, yeah, I don't have a lot of confidence in that team. It's going to take a really good job by Kevin Stefanski as head coach, Alex Van Pelt as offensive coordinator, and Jim Schwartz as defensive coordinator. Those three are going to have to do a really good job with those players to get that team to the playoffs.
Yeah. Colin, number four.
The team is going to sit in its rightful throne. Welcome the Browns to the 4th seed of the AFC North. They're not leaving.
Lincoln, number four.
So at number four for me, I have the Ravens. I think they added a decent amount, but they're probably the most injury-prone team in the league. And I just don't see a way that all those they added all these new pieces, but they added in probably the most injured receiver over the last 10 years in Odell. All he does is get injured. He's coming off of an injury, didn't even play last year. Lamar Jackson always gets injured for at least 4 or 5 games. J.K. Dobbins always gets hurt for half the season. Andrews usually gets shook up for a few games. Like, you could just go on and on and on with the guys that have just missed games every single year consistently. And so I think that will really hurt the Ravens this year, especially trying to work in all the new pieces that they have with the injuries. I think that'll hurt them a lot. And so I have the Ravens at 4.
At number 4, I have the Browns. I'm going to go with the majority here. Browns at number 4. I just think that the Browns are in a position that if Deshaun Watson doesn't succeed in some way, they're just going to be awful. And I think that the Browns, I do agree with Lincoln. I do think that the Ravens are injury prone, but I'm going to kind of count on Lamar Jackson as a little bit healthy. So I'm going to go with the Browns at number 4. Lincoln, we'll go with you. We'll go reverse. Lincoln, number 3.
So at number 3, I have the Steelers. Again, I think that that they're a very talented team, best defense, but I think they have the worst quarterback out of the 3 teams remaining for me. Probably, I really think they have the worst quarterback in the whole division, between Lamar, Deshaun, Burrow, and Pickett. And I think that in this day and age in football, the quarterback position matters more than anything. And I think having the worst, when all these teams have plenty of talent, plenty of playmakers, and you have the worst quarterback, I think that can hurt. And so I have the Steelers at 3.
Colin, number 3.
I think I have the Ravens at number 3. Lamar Jackson, with the huge contract that he has, no quarterback has even like been successful under a contract that high. Tom Brady was not paid $260 million to win as many Super Bowls as he did because he wanted weapons around him. As we can see, Lamar's most likely going to get injured this season, which just leaves it up to Tyler Huntley, which is not going to go good. So I have the Ravens at three.
Anthony, number three.
My number three, I love the people there. I love their food. I love everything about the city. But it's Pittsburgh Steelers. And I also have to say a huge shout out to TJ Watt, the pride of Pewaukee, Wisconsin. But I've got the Steelers at 7-10. I think the defense is going to do good, but I don't think the offense is going to be incredible. But yeah, I think that they could win 10 games. That's probably my ceiling for them, but I've got them with 7 wins.
So me and Colin are going to agree once again. I'm going to have the Ravens at number 3. I think that they're just, like we've talked about earlier, they're an injury-prone team. They have a lot of things to work on at that position of quarterback. If Lamar gets injured, which it's not really an if, it's kind of when. And I think the Ravens are a good team, but I'll explain why I have number 1 and 2 there in a second. Anthony, number 2.
Number 2, another place that I love. I've actually been there, seen my Packers play this team. It's the Baltimore Ravens. That they're going to be a good team. I've got them at 11-6. I think they're going to have a good year, but I just don't see them winning the division. At the most, I think that they lose in the second round, but they could very well be a wild card exit.
Yeah. Colin, number 2.
Most people are probably going to go after me for saying this, but I am putting the Bengals at number 2. The Bengals at number 2, and you hear this right now, and it's because they don't really have anything on defense. They lost their whole secondary with losing Jesse Bates and losing the other safety. What's his name? Gosh, I don't even know his name. But anyways, I don't think it's going to go good with not having a defense. I mean, yes, they have that offense, but you saw last season when Ja'Marr Chase was gone, nobody could produce.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln, number 2.
I have the Bengals at number 2, and for the same reason as Colin, they just have, you know, they had one of the better defenses last year, but coming into this year, I mean, like he said, they lose a bunch of secondary pieces, but Bates, probably one of, if not the best free safeties in the NFL right now. And then you lose Eli Apple, which I know everybody loved to give him crap, but that's just because he ran his mouth. At the end of the day, he was better than whoever they have behind him, or else he wouldn't have been out there. So, and that's scary to think, too, that he's better than whoever's going to be playing for him now. You know, I just don't think the Bengals have a defense. Until they get that offensive line figured out, I don't see them really being able to do much.
At number 2, I have the Steelers. I think that the Steelers, the reason why I have them over the Bengals is this simple reason. And I this is the reason why I'm going to politely disagree with you, Lincoln and Anthony. Mike Tomlin, like, this is a dude that just wins. It's not a reason. There's not a, like, math to it or on paper, but this is a dude that just simply puts wins in the win column and consistently gets over 500 record. And I think if you win 9-10 game, which is where I kind of think they're going to be at, I think that it's second place in this division because of how competitive it will be. I think maybe you need maybe that 11th win, but I think it is definitely possible. Lincoln, we'll start with you. Number 1 in this division.
Give me the Browns at number 1. I think that they're going to have a good season. They got all the pieces on defense. They got all the weapons on offense. Let's see them put it together and see if Cleveland can win the division.
I apologize for insanity, guys. Colin, if you want to go, you look a little bit weird down there in the right-hand corner.
I don't know if I can recover after that one. But I think we all know where this is going. I have the Steelers at number one. I think they're the most put together team in the AFC North out of everybody. The defense is solid. We're going to see a lot out of the cornerbacks with Patrick Peterson, Levi Wallace, Corey Trice, Joey Porter Jr. You're going to see a lot come from that. Have Keanu Neal play him a lot at the inside. Offense, Kenny Pickett is finally going to get first team practices because he didn't have that much last year. A lot of people overlook Kenny Pickett because he didn't do good, but he didn't have any first team practices last year. But he gets some this year. Also, he's bulked up and he's probably going to gain more arm strength to what he has. So it's going to become more of a deep threat, hopefully, with Calvin Austin coming back, which we already have Patrick Peterson going like, holy crap, this guy is fast. I feel like Calvin Austin will be as fast as maybe even Tyreek Hill.
The thing with him is, can he take a hit? Because he's only like 170.
I was about to say, yeah, is he going to not be broken in half? And it was the same question with Tutu Atwell when he was drafted to the Rams. And I have not heard Tutu Atwell's name since. Though Calvin Austin is by far and away one of the fastest people in the league. Anthony, who is your number one?
Number one, I have the Cincinnati Bengals. Under the direction of Zach Taylor, I have them going 14-3. I think that they will lose in the divisional round. So I think they'll have a good year, though. I think this is – it'll be it will probably be a better team than last year, but I just don't think they're going to go as far because I think the AFC is better than it was last year overall.
Okay. So finally, I will wrap it up with saying my number one team, I agree with Anthony, is the Cincinnati Bengals. I just think that Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in this division, and he's proven to be a winner, same as I talked about with Mike Tomlin. And I think offensively, they got a little bit better in the trenches, and I think that they should be able to get wins there. So that's going to wrap it up for today. Make sure, like I said, make sure you put all your comments in the comment section down below. We'll try to answer some of the questions in the next podcast. So make sure you check out the next podcast. Hopefully we'll have another one out same time next week. So make sure that once again, subscribe, like wherever, what channel you are on, and check out the other ones as well. Any closing thoughts, guys?
Nope, just hit that subscribe button and give us any questions you have on the NFC North, and we'll make sure we get to those next time.
Yep. So that's going to wrap it up for me, the football expert, as well as American Football Network, Sorgy Stories, and Colin Glover. Till next time, see you guys.